Good morning, everybody. This is Jake McKenzie, the chair of the Operations Committee. I represent Sonoma Cities and County, and we are meeting immediately following the Planning Committee meeting. I would like to confirm that we have a quorum. We have a quorum. Thank you. We have a consent calendar. I'd entertain a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second.
And there's a second. All those in favor of adopting the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that's passed. Number three, our action item for this morning is a contract change order amendment to the Clipper website content management with Cubic Transportation Systems. Lynn Valdivia is going to present this item and also present what I think you will find some good news dealing with the current operations of the Clipper system. So, Lynn.
Thank you very much. I'm Lynn Valdivia, and I'm the principal responsible for the Clipper program, and I would just like to take a couple minutes today to give you an update on our program, answer any questions you might have, and then request approval for the contract item. Just overall, the program is going very well. We continue to grow ridership on all of the agencies. The memo that we provided you has some statistics on ridership if you want to see the details. But in general, weekday boardings with Clipper have increased 10% since May and 25% within the last year, and we are just under 700,000 rides per day paid for with Clipper. In September, we reached a new milestone with BART, where more riders are paying for their rides on BART using Clipper than the magnetic stripe tickets offered by BART. As shown in the packet, average weekday market share on BART for Clipper is now at over 52% compared to 37% market share last year. With BART exceeding 50%, we now have 5 of the transit agencies with Clipper market share greater than 50%. That includes Caltrain, Muni, San Francisco Bay Ferry, and Golden Gate Ferry. Overall, Clipper accounts for 16 million rides taken in September, which is about 40% of the ridership in the region. We also have several other milestones that we achieved this over the past couple of months. We now have an in-person customer service center in place in the East Bay at AC Transit's headquarters. This is the first East Bay service center, and it provides multilingual support for people who want to obtain youth, senior, or adult cards, add value to their cards, or replace lost or stolen cards. In the packet, there are a few photos of this new service center. Let's see. In September, the program reinstated a $3 card acquisition fee for new adult cards, and this has resulted in a reduction in the fraud associated with the negative balance feature. As you may recall, the Clipper program allows a card to go negative as a convenience for customers, with the expectations that riders will reload their cards and continue to use them throughout, you know, the transit system. However, over the past couple of years, when we've had free cards being provided to support the various launches and the fare media transitions, some people have taken advantage of this feature and acquired free cards, loaded a minimal amount of value on them, let the card go negative, and then not reload them. They would just toss them, which basically meant that they either got free or reduced price rides on us. So the data from September shows that the card fee being in place has reduced fraud associated with the negative balance by more than half, which means we had half as many cards go negative in September as went negative in August. So we're very happy that this card fee seems to be having a positive impact in that area. Also in September, BTA completed the integration of Clipper with its existing ticket vending machines that are on their light rail system. So this adds an additional 62 locations where riders can add value to Clipper cards. And last, Clipper is now accepted on 3 routes for the San Francisco Bay Ferry. The ferry implementation is the first time new service has been rolled out in the region with Clipper available at the start of service. So I'm happy to answer any questions anyone might have on anything else with the Clipper program.
Any questions of staff? Mr. Sparing.
Steve, at some point, are we going to take I'm not quite sure how to phrase this, but a look at the customer service that Cubic is providing? You know, from my experience, it hasn't been good. And, and I think Cubic, from my perspective, has kind of been forced on us because of circumstances. And I'm hoping at some point that we do an honest evaluation. Are they providing a quality customer service and make comparisons? So, you know, it seems like as we go into another contract with Cubic, another, and I just hope that we're not turning a blind eye to some of what I think are real deficiencies in customer service that they're providing.
Commissioner, I'd probably like to get more detail from you about what specifically those experiences are,
because we
do talk to them about this issue. I talk to their CEO about this issue quite regularly. We have a series of performance measures that they're required to meet or to have financial penalties. And generally speaking, they are meeting those measures. Now, it could be we don't have the right measures if you still think the service isn't up to snuff.
Yeah, and Steve, you're touching on the point that I'm trying to make, not necessarily my personal experience, because it could have been me. I just want to make sure that we compare it to customer service in other sectors and other regions. You know, are they meeting that standard? And I just hope we're not going in this with a blind eye, because I think that partnership has been forced on us, and I just want us to take an honest look at the service that they're providing. And if it is what you expect and it is what we see elsewhere, I'm satisfied. But I just don't know that we're going through that type of analysis, and I really would like us to do that.
You know, I do think we are, Commissioner. Okay. And I'm trying to recall, Andy, I thought we had someone from Cubic at this committee's meeting a few months ago where we went through that detail. But if you'd like to have it again or have it on a regular basis, we'd be happy to do that.
No, I don't want to hear from Cubic. I want to go see another operation, how they're providing the service and you know, how their customers are being served.
Well, that's you're right. That is a different question. Yeah. And so why don't we try to answer that question and get back to you with some comparative information.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Sparing, and I do believe that would be of interest to the committee. Commissioner Haggerty.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just somewhat taken aback, because what I'm getting, at least calls into my office, people seem relatively happy with the customer service. So I guess I would just like to say on the record, for those of us, and I know Jim certainly has been one that's been around, I mean, he's the godfather of this place, but, you know, we didn't necessarily hand Cubic a functioning system. And I think that if we went into somebody else's customer service area, it may look a little different, but that's because a lot of the things we have been doing with Cubic over the last few years, as I guess Jim says, this was forced upon us. You know, they came in and cleaned up a huge mess for us, in my opinion. And I think it's still somewhat of a work in progress. So I hope as we walk into other facilities, maybe where, you know, it's been a company that has, you know, built it from the ground up and they built it their way, that we take that into consideration, that there was a lot of problems with the whole card when we first started it up, and that was by a different company. So I just think we need to continue to remind ourselves of the history of the project.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Bates?
Well, I don't want to. I think it's an interesting discussion. I tend to think that Jim is right. I think we should, you know, I don't have any problems with Cubic, but I think it's good to at least see what's out there and see what's a possibility.
Okay. Thank you. I think we have agreement on that. And, Mr. Executive Director, if you can plan to get back to us through this committee. Thank you very much. That would be excellent. Before we bring the matter in front of us to a vote, I have a speaker card here from Rich Hedges. If you would like to come forward and address us on this agenda item.
Pardon me for being so verbose today, but I actually applied last week for an LA TAP card for the senior card, and the process, I haven't gotten my card back yet, so that's still a work in progress, but they have six service centers that you can walk into. The application is very simple online. You can print it out. They require a 2-inch square picture and a copy of a picture identification, preferably a driver's license or other government ID, but they'll accept other things like student IDs. I called first to make sure I was doing the right thing. I did not wait on the line. It was answered almost instantly. The person was very helpful. So I'd be happy to report back to you in December, because I'm going down in December and I want for work, and I want to use it then. So just based on some of the remarks, I'd be happy to report back to you on that system.
Thank you. Intelligence from outside sources is always welcome, Mr. Executive Director.
Not to be obnoxious, but that is a cubic operation, too.
That they built from the ground up.
Well, and Commissioner Haggerty does have a point, and it is the old Pogo comic strip, right? We met the enemy, and he is us. We have easily one of the most complicated, convoluted transit systems in the country, and that manifests itself in all these different fare policies, most of which didn't change when we rolled out Clipper. And so if you're on the other end of a phone complaint here in the Bay Area, at the customer service center, you've got to know a lot more than you do in Los Angeles or Seattle or somewhere else where there are far fewer systems and far less rules.
The chair does not take your remarks as obnoxious and appreciates the comment and would ask that someone move the action to authorize. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the contract change order amendment say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? None. By that sign, then, we are finished with number three. I have no further cards and public comment. Is there any further business? I see no one wishing to raise that. The next meeting will be on Friday, November 9th. It says at 10 a.m. This meeting is adjourned.